we've had UKIP Treasurer Stuart Wheeler talking about women not being as competitive as men. We've had, of course, your MEP Godfrey Bloom, who used the term bongo bongo lander, once said that no sane person would hire a woman of childbearing age. A lot of people would be embarrassed to be in the same room as these people. Are you embarrassed to be in the same party as them?
No, I'm not part of the sort of politically correct debate that we have in this country now, which says that no one's allowed an opinion unless it is a received wisdom. Nobody is allowed to say anything that might potentially cause offence, and we're not supposed to actually debate really important issues. That doesn't mean that, you know, I would stand on a platform and say bongo bongo land, but I think the point about Godfrey Bloom's comment is it wasn't said or meant with any hint of malice, and it has opened up a very serious debate as to, you know, why are we funding Argentina with foreign aid?
But Nigel, look, it's Andrew Gilligan again here. There's the problem about this. We're about to talk about immigration, but the problem is if you're in the same party as a guy who uses that kind of offensive language about African countries, then it overshadows the serious points you want to try and make, because people are just going to say you're a bunch of racists.
Well, I think you can look at it both ways. Probably, if he hadn't made that comment, we wouldn't have had the debate last week about foreign aid. That is not to say I want anybody in UKIP to be gratuitously offensive, but by the same token, you know, I don't want us to be a kind of Blairite political party where everybody's given a pager to put on their belt and told what they must say and what they must think. I want UKIP to be a party of free debate.
Nigel Owen here again. I mean, why should any woman vote for a party where an MEP says no self-respecting small businessman with a brain in the right place would ever employ a lady of childbearing age?
You ever run a business?
I haven't run a business.
No, there you go. Right, well, I have. But let me tell you, there are 4.5 million small businesses and sole traders in this country. And they, many of them, run those companies on borrowed money, or they remortgage the house, and they take huge risk. And thank God this country's got them, because they actually provide over 60% of the jobs in the private sector in Britain.
So you don't think they should hire a woman of childbearing age?
Well, listen to the argument and then come back at me. Now, if you're a small, struggling business and you're trying to get yourself off the ground and you are faced with two applicants for a job and they're both 21 years old and one's a bloke and one's a girl, one of the considerations that
a bloke and a girl then, Nigel, what was that?
One of the considerations
so
that
what,
you
the
make,
girl, the woman gets kind of infantilised and the man gets adultised.
Well, OK, bloke or woman, or call it what you will. But one of the decisions that you make is what happens if she gets pregnant and how much is this actually going to cost me?
Nigel, you know that's illegal, don't you? You know that's against the law. Would you get rid of that law, or are you going to just encourage illegal behaviour?
No, we can go on. If you want us to go on with women being discriminated against in the workplace, we can keep the laws exactly as they are. And that's the problem, is that very often in legislation that is brought in with the idea of protecting people can actually count against them. Now, when Bloom first made that comment, there was people like you were in uproar. What an appalling, disgusting thing to say. And yet, if you now listen to many big voices in the business community, they absolutely endorse that view.
So, Nigel, if you're a small business person, you have a man and a woman, a woman, that is, and she's, I don't know, in her early 30s, would you, on that basis, and of equal, similar qualifications, would you choose the man?
I am telling you that increasingly, small companies that are struggling and trying to get...
No, would you? Come on, be straight, Nigel. You've got a reputation for being a straight talker, so give us a yes or a no. What would you do? Would you choose the man over the woman on that basis?
If my back was up against the wall, and if I was really worried about whether that business could stay afloat, it would definitely be a factor. I'm not saying it'd be the only factor, but it would be a factor, yes.
Do you think you've just lost a load of your female voters, Nigel?
No, I don't think you understand, do you, that actually people out there are a bit brighter than you think, and they realise that young women find it difficult now to get jobs with small companies because of that very reason and because of the risk of maternity and the costs involved. And you know, we need to have debates like this, and I'm pleased we're having them.